here in the No Panic Zone on a Thursday. Good to have you here. Just keeping an eye on what's happening in Louisville. What a mess as riots break out overnight. At least two police officers shot. There is a suspect that has been arrested in that shooting, at least one so far. We'll keep you posted on that. The riots breaking out in response to the grand jury indicting only one officer and then much lesser charges in the Breonna Taylor case. Hans von Spakovsky is here, a senior legal fellow and manager of the Election Law Reform Initiative at the Heritage Foundation. Not why he's here, but I figured, you know, with Hans on the phone, I'll get him to weigh in. Anyway, Hans, welcome to it on this Thursday.
Well, thanks for having me.
Just give me your reaction to the shooting of two police officers in Louisville and the rioting has returned to American streets. It's unlike anything I've ever seen. Your thoughts?
It's hard for me to believe that this isn't being organized by a lot of groups that are, frankly, very anti-American. Look, you don't get justice by mobs in the streets that loot, engage in arson, and shoot police officers. I mean, that is not the way we should do our justice system, and it's something that has to be stopped. And that means that local mayors and others, who frankly, up until now, have not been supporting their law enforcement and who've not been doing anything about the violence, have to do something about it.
You know, I give credit to Andy Beshear, the governor of Kentucky, Democrat, who reacted ahead of time and brought in the National Guard, or it could have been markedly worse in the city of Louisville and elsewhere in Kentucky. We still had two police officers shot. Thankfully, neither one killed. Both will be recovering for some period of time. But it is remarkable that these Democrat governors and mayors just stand back and say, well, you know, these people are upset. So if they burn the city down, you know, they're upset. So we should just get out of their way. I mean, that's like having a petulant child have a temper tantrum and you're okay with it. I'm not okay with it.
Well, I'm not either, and neither are the American people. And I actually think these Democrats are making a huge mistake because, we have an election coming up. And if they think people out there are silently watching what they're doing and their lack of action, I think they're going to regret it in the upcoming election because I think people are going to be considering that when they go in to vote.
Well, you know, I look at big news outlets, and I say that online. The Drudge Report, for example, used to be a fairly credible place to find interesting news. Now it's just kind of a cesspool. Not one mention of riots in Louisville. Not one mention of police officers gunned down in the street in Louisville on the Drudge Report. And it's supposed to be the go-to for all this news. And it's just another example of everyone in the tank. Nobody talking about Hunter Biden getting $3.5 million wired to him from the wife of the mayor of Moscow, Russia, released in a report yesterday from the United States Senate. 87 pages of damning reports saying that John Kerry lied to the world and Hunter Biden made himself rich, all put together by Chuck Grassley and the U.S. and the United States Senate committee, and nothing. I mean, people are just being kept in the dark completely, Hans.
Yeah, well, see, that report doesn't fit the narrative myth that the press has been pushing for the last 4 years, so they just don't want to talk about it. Look, the same thing happens with, you know, one of the areas that I write a lot about, and that's election fraud. You just don't get the coverage of that by the mainstream media because the myth that they've been pushing now for years is, oh, well, fraud doesn't happen, so anytime there's a story about it, there's almost nobody wants to talk about it.
Well, right now we're staring right down the barrel of court-sanctioned fraud in North Carolina, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, where judges in all four of those states have said, yeah, you can bring ballots in after Election Day. Excuse me? Bring ballots in after in critical battlegrounds.
Mistake.
Go ahead.
Well, that's a real mistake. That's a way of manipulating election results after the election. And where in the world do these judges think they have the authority to do that? It's the state legislatures that set the rules for absentee ballots, for example, the general rules on elections, not judges. I mean, these are activist judges who are doing this because they think it's going to help the political party that they support.
Isn't that disgusting, honestly? In Pennsylvania, the Republicans are taking it to the Supreme Court. In Michigan, it's being challenged. I don't know what the state of affair is in North Carolina or Wisconsin, but these sorts of games have to be stopped. It's an election deadline. It's not a suggestion. Otherwise, why don't we just, you know, vote year-round and whoever's in the lead in the polls, they're president for a few days. If somebody else takes the lead, they could be president for a few days. I mean, what is this nonsense?
Well, look, you're right about that, but you just pointed out, again, why it's very important that we get a new justice confirmed to the court as soon as possible. Because otherwise, I can tell you what will happen with the emergency appeals to the court. There'll be a 4-4 split, and with the seat empty of Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
You really believe that John Roberts will side with the liberals on this one?
Well, he might, and that's something we all need to be worried about.
Yeah, I don't know if he will or won't, because this is something different. Election law, as you point out, is something put together by the state legislatures. But it's biased in the media that keeps us, you know, you and I sorting through the nonsense and others in the dark. Like you say, a biased Reuters makes it personal and gets election fraud completely wrong, probably intentionally in their writing and their alleged coverage of all of this. I mean, how can we allow that?
Well, you know, they did a hit piece on me and several other individuals last week trying to downplay and criticize us for actually talking about election fraud. Look, how many of your listeners out there have heard about the fact that just a week or so ago, the Secretary of State of Georgia announced that he had found 1,000 people who voted twice in their June primary? Or how many folks have heard about the fact that the U.S. Attorney in North Carolina, who we were just talking about, just indicted 19 aliens for illegally registering and voting in North Carolina elections? I'm sure nobody's heard about it because the mainstream press and Reuters, people like that, they don't want to cover that.
Of course not, because if it's 19 there, it might be 19,000 in California, maybe 1.9 million. Who knows? Who cares? It's just fun. And besides, they're living here. They're contributing, Hans. They're paying taxes. They're sending their kids to school. They ought to be able to vote. I mean,
well,
what are you, a bigot?
You know, hey, you know what's funny about this is do those same people who say, oh, yeah, we shouldn't worry about aliens voting, well, then do they think that Russians should be able to run for public office here? Or do
yes, they do.
That Russians should be able to contribute money?
Yes,
to
they do.
Presidential campaigns?
Well, let me answer that, Hans. Let me answer that question. How in the world does Act Blue collect more than 50% of its donations from people that are unemployed? Come on. Russians are already donating to the campaign. You know it, and so do I. I wish we could get into that, but maybe for next time. But when Act Blue gets 50% of their donations magically from people that are unemployed and don't have to say where the money is coming from, how convenient. I'm a little fired up. Hans, thank you so much for being here.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Greatly appreciated, as always. Hans von Spakovsky from the Heritage Foundation. You're in the No Panic Zone. Quick break. We'll be right back.
With everything that's happened, you may be asking yourself, can I afford to retire early? You're not alone. From teachers to medical professionals, airline workers, and a variety of other industries, many of us are wondering the same thing. It's a tough question to answer right now, but there is a way to find out. You can call Life Plan Financial Design, where they can run the numbers for you at no charge. Imagine knowing that you can retire comfortably right now with what you've already saved and not having to worry about the market or other unexpected events that could put your retirement dollars at risk. Call the team at Life Plan Financial Design for a complimentary retirement plan review. 517-317-6323. That's 517-317-6323 and online at MyLifePlanFinancial.com. Investment advisory services offered through Stewart's Wealth Planning, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.
At the Michigan Chamber, we want you to know that we are working for you. We know the importance of staying healthy, keeping your family safe, and adhering to the governor's executive order.
But we also know the importance of keeping the economy going.
If your business is open, we want to support you any way we can.
We're going to continue working with the governor and working with the legislature to find solutions to your problems.
When it's time to get back to work.
When it's time to get back to work.
Together, we're going to bring this economy back.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.